Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Brothers and sisters, today is the 15th of September, 2015. Work of God, examine yourself. Number 6, faithfulness. Brother, sister, before I start, let's remember, I'm fairly well. Thank Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Mercies are new every morning. So I'm just late today because we have to minister to a soul. My wife and I had to minister to this soul, this Hindu soul, and she struggles. And by the time we went to bed, it's 1 a.m. Now, those days, of course, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., you can get up at 5 o'clock, 5 a.m. and go to work. But now, as you're older, these things get up to you. And then, obviously, we can, peppered with haste, then we have a new situation. Thank Jesus. But mercies are new every morning, and I'm able to get up and do this. And yes, I'm sore throat and all this. Now, brothers and sisters, those who are young, I'm talking to you today, young brothers and sisters, remember when you are dealing with older people. Now, I've been ministering from 40-something years old to younger people and older people and all kinds of ages. Now, remember when the older person has difficulty, sometimes it may be the eyesight, some hearing, sometimes it may be because of eyesight, you know, when you go and you don't, so you don't get upset. You don't get upset when they're slow to take on what you're telling. And then the language differential, now everybody talks in languages that the older person has completely no clue when some of the sentences are said. Now, for instance, sometimes you see, you know, when you go to a function or whatever, a person will be opening their eyes so wide to look at you. And the younger person gets scared. The younger person said, oh, what is this person staring at me? Actually, they can't see until you get near. So their eyes automatically, pupils all opening very... And then the younger people will be thinking, younger women men will be thinking, this man is a... useless fella who just want to busybody, who just staring away, or the older lady is no busybody again. No, brothers and sisters, it may simply be that the eyesight is bad. And they have to open and wait until you come into focus. Two, the fact we see a person driving slowly on the road, like a Sunday morning drive when it's a Monday, nightmare morning traffic, or daymare morning traffic from hell. So, You'll think, what is this person doing? Now, that is why we have patience. Patience and kindness and goodness. Because you don't know the condition. If you think we know something, we do not know as we ought to know as yet. That is 1 Corinthians 8:2. That is a fundamental we must keep on telling. If I think I know something, I do not know as I ought to know as yet. Because I do not know the whole story as I should, Lord. Make me understand, Lord. But I will just obey the word of God. Have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Finish. He'll see you through. Now, on the other hand, if you do not have self-control, that's why you have road rage, isn't it? Suddenly somebody is... Now, some bully may think this old chap there, old fella driving like this, and he can go and do a bully, go and whack the window or whatever. What happens is a retired army person or a police, senior police officer or whatever, and he's got a gun and shoots you. That is why we have self-control. And the bullies do not think of the consequences. They think they are so gung-ho, so strong. They forget they have no love, unlove. They have no love for people. And they think bullies, wicked, they think they can do. Or on the other side, there's a statement that when people, a gentle person gets into the car, he becomes, a bully. A bully he becomes. Because he's surrounded by this car metal and he thinks he's protected. There's a spirit that transforms people when they sit into this car. And especially when they're tired and whatnot and they want to go to a place quickly. And somebody is waiting there. Maybe it's an entertainment place or maybe going home or whatever. They are burdened with the burdens of the world. It rises up and suddenly you sit in the car. You think you can do anything. And there are others who sit in the car. I think they forget. That may happen to me also. I think sometimes we forget that the car has got glass windows. The car has got glass windows surrounded by all glass. People can see through. Even if you are so tinted, some of the tint you can still see through. Now, so we begin to do things in the car. A lot of times people do doing the cosmetic in the car. Now, can you imagine? Now, anyway, this is real life. So, we have a heart filled with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. Today, we are talking about faithfulness. Faithfulness, the first term is, that is, of course, I was quoting from Galatians 5:22 to 23, the fruit of the Spirit, the various flavors of the Spirit. Today, I'm talking about 2 Timothy 2:13. 2 Timothy 2:13 from the Amplified. If we are faithless, He remains faithful, true to His word and His righteous character, for He cannot deny Himself. Who cannot deny Himself? Jesus Christ cannot deny Himself. If we are faithless, He remains faithful. I have seen preachings telling the same scripture as if, you know what they're saying, if we are unfaithful, He remains faithful. That is nonsense. The word is very clear. If we are faithless, it's not that if we are unfaithful. Sad, brothers and sisters, the people take the thing and twist it in this way, that way. Can't they check and see the word clearly? And then they teach this, and people in the Christians think they can just do what they want because they've been teaching this nonsense. It's anti-Christ statement. Christ says if we are faithless and He remains faithful. That's what Christ's word, the word of God says. But they are teaching what? There are a small number, you know. I thank God it's, I don't know, a small number or not. If you go and search in the internet, you will see a small number, say about 20%, telling this nonsense. If we are unfaithful, He remains faithful. Brothers and sisters, now remember, we are His husband of our soul. His husband of our soul. He remains faithful in a context. Yes, I'll explain that later. He remains faithful in a context. But do not give the slanted idea that you can do anything you wish and there are no consequences. If we are faithless, yeah, why? Things have happened. Problem in the house. Suddenly in the hospital and they're saying somebody you love so much is dying or something. That time the faith just, boom, gone. And you're shaking there. And you're troubled. You don't know what to do. Tears are falling from your eyes, on your face. Tears are falling from through on your face, on and on. Weeping, quietly, sobbing, heart-wracking, heart-wracking, heart-wrenching. And you don't know. All is dark. All is dark. And you will remember this today, brothers and sisters. When a situation like that comes for you, you will remember 2 Timothy 2:13. 2 Timothy 2:13. If we are faithless, if you are faithless, He remains faithful to His righteous word and character. He remains faithful to His word. If you are faithless, He remains faithful. What an assurance, brothers and sisters. Remember, put this deep into your heart. Meditate on this. When we are faithless, He remains faithful. When we are, oh, thank Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, there's another scripture. What happens when we are unfaithful? Now, when we are unfaithful, in Hebrews 12:6, God says, the Lord disciplines and corrects those whom He loves. And He punishes every son whom He receives and welcomes to His heart. Revelation 3:19 says, those whom dearly and tenderly love, I rebuke and discipline, showing them their faults and instructing them. So be enthusiastic and repent. Change your inner self, your old way of thinking, your sinful behavior. Seek God's will. We'll repeat this a little later. Now, so when we are unfaithful, the issues are different. The consequence is different. When we are faithless, His word will go through. He will do more than you can ask or think. He will do, that's another word of His. He will do more than you ask or think. That's His character. Because He knows we cannot think much. And He knows we cannot think so much. And we know we cannot ask so much. Because we ask and think along our limited understanding of how the whole thing works. Our limited understanding is work, how the world works. Oh, He's got the riches and the power and the glory of all. His character is powerful, authoritative. He's got authority, He's got power, He's got immense, unlimited understanding. He created the heavens and the earth. He'll use that to remain faithful. When He's faithful, He'll use that to settle you, even when we are faithless. Now, when you're unfaithful, He has clearly said what He's going to do. He disciplines and corrects because He loves us. And He punishes every son because He loves us. And then Revelation 3:19 says, I rebuke and discipline, showing them their faults and instructing them. Showing them their faults and instructing them. So be enthusiastic and repent. Repent means change your inner self. How? Change your whole way of thinking. Your sinful behavior. Seek God's will. We have to change. It comes by renewing in the spirit of your mind. Changing the way we think. Because our thinking has been taught by the world. Remember this. Our thinking has been taught by the world. Our generational spirits have moved. And that's how we think. Seek God's will. Now, brothers and sisters, let's look at this again. How He'll correct us in some detail. I hope to go on that tomorrow. Now, can you imagine? He cannot deny Himself. Now, let's ask ourselves this. Unfaith. So, if you're faithless, no issue. No issue. Don't say, I need more faith. I need more faith. He will still do what He wants. What He has to do for us. He will do. Why? He's the husband of my soul. He's the husband of my soul. He will still do His husband duties to my soul. He will do. Now, if we are unfaithful, now let's look at some examples. Just this parallel to a Israelite wedding, Israelite engagement and followed by a marriage. Now, Israelite engagement is the fiancé, the man, the gifts and all to the betrothed woman. And he says, I'm going away and then prepare a place in my father's home. And I'll come and my place is ready. When the place is ready for the event, I'll come and take you. And we go there. So that's the engagement period, waiting. But in the meantime, he would have told, you cannot do certain things. I don't want you mixing with the boys in the town anymore. Okay? I don't want you mixing with the boys in the town anymore. Now, at the same time, he said, look here, I will settle you this and that. So, even when we are faithless, so he would give some gifts to remind her that he's coming back. So, the Israelite woman, whenever she has faith is affecting her, that she whether she will come back or not, she will look at the gifts and begin to remember the promise that the future husband made. But if the report goes back to this husband of betrothed in the Israel wedding, good betrothed is good as married. He goes back to the fiance, the future husband. That this woman is loitering around with all these local boys, and they're having parties and doing some rubbish. May not have sin sexually, but doing some rubbish. Dipidadu, you know, happy go lucky, acting like before, acting like just a simple girl, just playing fool, playing here. Playing catching. How will he feel? That is unfaithful. Faithless is when you are unsure whether he will come back. That's faithless. When you have got trouble and you think, how will my husband, can my husband solve me? Can my husband save me? That is faithless. Unfaithful is doing what you want irrespective of what agreement you made, irrespective of what covenant you made, irrespective of what your husband thinks. That's unfaithful. Now let's look at our case. Jesus Christ is coming back. That's a fact. Whether our heart believes or not, now we have to make our heart believe. But in the spirit, is a fact. If you're a believer of Jesus Christ, you know He's coming back. He's the husband of your soul. Now He tells you, to the soul, to you, as the bride, part of the bride of Christ at the church, tells you, go and tell others. Go and tell others. That they don't have to suffer like this. They have to call on the breath of God, call on Jesus' name, and they'll feel better. And then you know, one person is suffering, and you heard about it, and you don't even contact that person to tell. You can do this if you want. I'm not forcing you, because Jesus doesn't want anybody forced and brought to Him. This is not a dictatorial regime. It is it's not a religion of dictators. Jesus is a... is love. God is love. And He's not even a religion. So only those who want, He will take. Those who come to Him, He says He will not turn them away. But He also said, only those His Father has allowed will come to Him. So now we have to go and tell. We have to go and tell. The fact that God has put the person's name in your soul, in your heart, it's necessary you go and tell this simple thing about breathing the breath of God, about these things that we have, talking about the three parts they are. The world doesn't know, and they're suffering. And then they talk about, and then to talk about, look, you are hurt, but you must forgive. Yesterday, the Hindu woman, you say, no, I cannot forgive. I say, I understand. I'm not asking you to forgive. Jesus is asking you, are you willing? Because if you're not willing, Jesus can't do for you. If you're willing, she can't sleep and all. You know, so for decades now, suffering it seems, can't sleep and all. I say, you don't have to suffer, you can sleep today. Well, if you're willing to forgive, then I just, this is a restaurant, no? I can just cast out the spirit of unforgiveness and you will know. And secondly, you forgive for your sake. If you don't forgive, this is harming you. You already know, you cannot sleep, you know. The burden is upon you. Why all this? So brothers and sisters, today we have to carry the message. We be faithful to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And then she said, okay. Then she said, if I sleep today, well, I will then consider Jesus. I said, look, if you focus on your unforgiveness and the bitterness you have, when the thoughts come, instead of saying blood of Jesus and getting out of this, you focus on Jesus, you'll sleep lah. You focus on the other things and now you won't sleep. That's how it is. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that we remain faithful in all things, faithful in Jesus' name. And even when we are faithless, He remains faithful. We do not curse every spirit of unfaithfulness in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.